Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. One time when I went to get a haircut, I was quietly waiting for my turn when the youngest of three little girls playing with their mom and dad, near their mom and dad, she came over and sat down right next to me. She was followed by five-year-old Madison. Now, I know her name was Madison because she introduced herself to me, and she said she was five. Her little sister, whose name I didn't get, was two, and what was my name? When I told her my name was Tom, she said, "Oh, like Thomas the Tank Engine." Knowing something about Thomas myself, we talked about the various characters in the stories. And I learned that the older sister was eight. In the meantime, little two-year-old got down to play, and Madison then sat down right next to me. And we talked some more. Well, then they all started getting their hair cut. Things quieted down for a little bit. These little girls were all delightful, and the parents were very engaging people. When it came time for them to go, they all gathered around Mom and Dad to leave, except for Madison. She came over to my seat, reached up and gave me a hug, and said goodbye. It was just a normal thing. For her, when you make a new friend, and it's time to go, you give them a hug and say goodbye before you leave. It was just the most easy and natural thing for her. And it was a delightful surprise for me. Now, I tell you this story because it meant something to me. And I wanted you to hear that. So I'm doing for you with this story what happened in the gospel lesson today with Jesus. I'm echoing back to you what has happened to me. An echo is a natural thing, like for Madison. When the conditions are right, she gives you a hug to say goodbye. And when the right conditions exist in the landscape or in certain buildings, an echo results. Given the proper conditions and surroundings, an echo will happen naturally. It's also a natural condition for a Christian. A Christian echoes the news about Jesus Christ. Remember, Roseanne, I told you I didn't pay you to say that word at Bible study. Look at the gospel lesson. When you look in the gospel lesson, I want you to notice that from verse 31 to 36, there's an account of Jesus' teaching, apparently in the synagogue, since that's where he also healed a man possessed by a demon. Then we come to verse 37. I want you to read this with me aloud. "And the news about him spread throughout the surrounding area." The news about him spread. We get our English word echo from the Greek word that is behind that phrase. So what this tells us is that, like me telling you about Madison, what Jesus did was told over and over or echoed around that region. As a result of that echo, more and more people came to Jesus to be healed. Even the demons, whom Jesus forced out of people, were echoing the truth about who Jesus is, the Holy One of God. Again, remember, our word echo comes from the Greek in verse 37, where it says, "The news about him spread." Now, when you look at the next verses, especially verse 42, you see that people came to him as a result of what they had heard. And what they heard was an echo, not a rumor. An echo repeats faithfully what starts it. like this. Repeat after me. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
See, that's an echo. The point is, faithful repetition gets the message across. That's what we're about. We are about echoing the news of who Jesus is, faithfully. Just like the prophet in the Old Testament lesson today, we're to tell others what God tells us. God said to Jeremiah in the second half of verse 7 today, he said, "You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you." Jeremiah was to say what God gave him to say. He wasn't to make something up on his own. He was to faithfully repeat to others what God gave him to say. We can't be like the prophet if we shut our ears to what God speaks to us. We listen to God as the prophet did. And that means hearing and taking in His holy word of Scripture. The message that we are given to echo comes from the written word of God. Now remember, prophets didn't just wait around sitting on their hands. They're not simple one-dimensional characters. They're people, just like you and me. And like you and I, they trusted and hoped in the promise of God, in the promise of God's word to them. They were people who listened. They listened to God and then told others what He gave them to tell. And in many ways, we actually have it easier than they did. We have God's word before us, if we want, every day. No waiting. It's been gifted to us through Holy Scripture so that we can listen to it and, as Luther said, study it and inwardly digest it. We can hold it in our hands as well as in our hearts. We can do this by studying it carefully. If we're not reading the Bible, how can we hear God's word to us to echo to others? God's word gives us the source of what we echo. You have to remember, an echo does not produce itself. An echo can only repeat exactly what the initial sound gives it. An echo is faithful in every detail to the original. Now, back in the gospel lesson today, we see a good example of an echo. Jesus in verse 43 says, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent." Jesus was echoing the word of God. Jesus echoed His Father's word just as He echoed His Father's will. It was the will of the Father that Jesus be obedient to what He was sent to do. And St. Paul tells us that Jesus was obedient even to death on a cross. Jesus' obedience to His Father's will, leading to His death on a cross, is what brought about the fulfillment of redemption. That was the promise of God that had echoed down the ages through His prophets. And in Jesus' crucifixion, that promise was fulfilled. It was the promise of life again that was made known in Jesus rising from the dead. He is the firstborn from the dead, Scripture tells us. This is news. This is the news that we have to echo in the world around us. We have this good news of the kingdom of God granted to us by grace that Jesus preached and that it is also ours to echo. We are to seek to give that message out, not keep it in. We're not to be jealously keeping this to ourselves. An echo seeks to go out from its source. Yes, it bounces back, but when it does return back to its source, it's not any different due to its journey. It comes back unchanged. An echo must have a source, not of its own making. For us to be echoes of Christ, we are, as we said before, often in His Word on a regular basis. After all, an echo must be renewed, otherwise it can fade away. Again, we are regular in God's Word so that the source of what we echo remains both fresh and true to that source. Now, I started out today by telling you my story about Madison. I want to give you another story. And this story is there to illustrate how important it is to echo good news. A commuter on a suburban railroad was known to every regular rider of the 515 local. He was a well-dressed and rather quiet young man. As the train pulled out of the station, he would go to the front of the car in which he was riding and walk down the aisle, speaking to each seatload of passengers as he went. "Excuse me," he would say, "but if any of your family or friends are blind or threatened with blindness, tell them to consult Dr. Carl. He restored my sight." It was a courteous, confident, and courageous testimony, repeated faithfully. The man had good news, and he echoed it over and over. Now, before I close, I want to tell you that this man reminds me of Peter and John in the book of Acts, when they were brought before the rulers and scribes and elders in Jerusalem. And they were brought there for preaching and healing in Jesus' name. In chapter 4, it says this in part. "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated common men, they were astonished. And they recognized that they had been with Jesus. So they called them and charged them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, 'Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge. For we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard.'" It was the good news of Jesus Christ that Peter and John were echoing. And that echo was disturbing. It should be disturbing, even today, to those around us. What the name of Jesus brings is an affront to what Satan began in the garden with his temptation. And people don't want to hear the echo of Christ's call to repentance. People want to be left alone in their sin and their rebellion. That's why echoing the word of Jesus is disturbing. The sound of salvation that is found in Jesus' name is also the sound of the death of sin. And sin does not die easily. In fact, sin had to be nailed down in order to die. Jesus took our sin onto himself and nailed it to the cross in his body for the salvation of the world, after which he rose victorious. We, like the commuter on the train, we echo the good news of Jesus' victory when we, like Peter and John, speak of Jesus and the good news of God's kingdom. We echo the words of hope and life which God has given to us through his living word, Jesus Christ, who is our Redeemer and the Savior of the world. In his name we pray. Amen. May the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen.